You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Did not like that hit on Kyler Yamamoto and lands a clubbing right hand that fells Justin Hall. Ryan Nugent Hopkins.
Edmonton's home for breaking news on your favorite teams. This is Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers, the heavy hitters of injury law.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We have the Panthers leading the Maple Leafs 1-0 with 8 minutes left in the first, 5 minutes left in the first, no score. Islanders and Capitals later on tonight. The Wild at the Avalanche. There are five teams in the Western Conference who have been doing incredibly well lately. Vegas, LA, Edmonton, Minnesota, and Colorado. So Minnesota and Colorado are going head-to-head tonight. They're separated by a point in the Central Division. Minnesota 95, Colorado 94, and Dallas still hanging around with 94 points as well. Good race atop the Central, and as you know, a good race atop the Pacific. The Oilers with an excellent performance last night against the Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas remains in first place, 98 points. LA has 96. Edmonton has 95. Seven games remaining for the Oilers, eight for Vegas and LA. Still going to be difficult for the Oilers to get first place, I believe anyway. Second place, more realistic, though still difficult, really, if they lose probably more than a game the rest of the way, but playing really, really well. And I thought an excellent performance last night against the Vegas Golden Knights, led by the very popular Ryan Nugent Hopkins.
Such a good hockey player. It's crazy. He doesn't get nearly enough recognition. And
Nugent Hopkins to Bouchard. Shoot! Scores!
A strong two-way versatility to Ryan. I move him all over the lineup. Left wing, right wing, center. He plays in every situation.
Nugent Hopkins shoots! Scores! Ryan Nugent Hopkins!
Has great poise with the puck, real heady, makes great plays, and has been shooting the puck a little bit more this year and is fine in the back of the net, so he's having a hell of a year.
Left side to Nugent Hopkins, across to McDavid, in front, scores! Leon Draisaitl!
Things he does are so subtle, and most people don't realize what he does out there, but it's just a phenomenal hockey player.
Too far for Nugent Hopkins, blasted on net, scores!
And obviously, offensively, our team's been clicking all year and playing with some great players and just trying to help out a little more offensively than I did last year. And obviously, I think when you have team success, individual success follows that sometimes.
But his overall two-way play is at the highest I've seen as an Edmonton Oiler.
Ryan Nugent Hopkins just having an outstanding season. Have you looked at the league leaders in scoring? Yeah, Nuge is right up there. 5 points last night, tying a career high, 96 in the season. He's sixth in the NHL in scoring. Three of the top six players play for Edmonton. McDavid and Draisaitl are 1-2. You got Nuge coming in sixth. And, oh, by the way, Zach Hyman doing pretty well as well. He's 22nd in the league in scoring. So, a lot of positives for the Oilers lately. They played a good team last night, and they made them look like a bad team for large stretches of the game, especially the second period when they outshot Vegas 21-6. So we inch closer to the playoffs. Jay Woodcroft, who would not talk about the playoffs at all earlier in the season, now mentions game 83 from time to time. A lot of speculation. Who are they going to play? Where are they going to finish? Who do you want to play? get in. Maybe they even clinch by the weekend or on the weekend, and then we can iron out the seeding over the final 11 or 12 days of the season after that. But some positives for the Oilers. I think many more positives than negatives, and I want to know what you think as well. And I also have a couple differing perspectives to present tonight, but you can check in at 780-496-0063. That is the hotline powered by CertainTeed, the pro's choice for roofing, siding, drywall, insulation, and ceiling systems. CertainTeed Pro all the way. You can email the show, insidesports@630ched.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Reid Wilkins, R-E-I-D-W-I-L-K-I-N-S. You can send me a message there as well if you like. Kellen Kennedy is down the hall in the control room. Kellen, how are you doing, sir?
Doing great. How about you, Reader?
Great work by you last night, Kellen. You're very busy, of course, behind the scenes, and you put together a great highlight pack of all the goals in the first period that we played during the first intermission.
That was nuts.
When we still weren't sure which way the game was going to go, but yeah, five goals in the first 10 minutes of the game, so you hurriedly edited those together for...
Oh, that was so much fun, Reid. I think that was the most... The most fun outside of the Calgary Oilers Battle of Alberta back in 2020, where Smith and Talbot got into it, and that stuff that I had at any part of any regular season game. I love hockey like that. Just, you know, no, put every expectation of reality out the window and let the two teams just go back and forth like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
pull the goalies for all I care. Just go 6-on-6 and just. The open nets.
Well, I got a message from a listener during the first period last night saying, well, here we go towards a 10-9 game or something like that.
Yeah, no kidding,
right? As it turned out, the Oilers were the better team in that game. So I got to tell you guys something. And again, happy to hear from everybody tonight, 780-496-0063. Kellen, I don't know if you know this. This may surprise you. I have a couple of friends.
You have friends?
Not many. I'm just going to refer to two of them.
Cool.
Just going to refer to two of them. They kind of have interesting names, and names that sort of match their personalities and their outlook on life and sports, if that makes sense. I have one friend named Positive Pam, and this may strike you as a little odd. She's very a very positive and optimistic person, and is kind of always... Not just hoping for good things to happen, but expecting good things to happen.
I'm sunshine, looking, happiness,
looking
glass half full.
Looking for reasons that good things would happen. But then I have another friend who's quite a bit different. And maybe I'm friends with both these people because maybe they kind of balance each other out and keep me a little centered. But my other person, my other friend's name is Negative Nelly. And Nelly can be a bit of a downer. A bit of a downer doesn't always think that things are going to work out. Doesn't always think that people or, you know, sports teams in this case are going to get what they want, and that fans are going to get what they want. And earlier today, I sort of wound up unexpectedly moderating a debate between Positive Pam and Negative Nelly about the Edmonton Oilers. And I took notes as I was spending time with my two friends so I can sort of present some of the things they said tonight.
Oh, right on.
And see what our loyal 14 listeners think themselves.
A little point-counterpoint.
A little
point-counterpoint. Like,
yes, that's right. That's right. Now, who I'm going to let you decide, Kellen. Whose point should I present first? Should I present one of Positive Pam's points or one of Negative Nelly's points?
I'll be honest with you, Reid. I can't get a clear decision either way, so I'm going to go the old-fashioned coin toss. We'll go Pam on heads and Negative
Nelly
on tails.
Please don't drag out the coin toss.
Here we go. Here's the coin toss. And we've got tails. So Negative Nelly goes first.
All right. Negative Nelly is going to go first. All right. So Negative Nelly says, okay, wonderful. You know, You scored 5 in Arizona. You scored 7 against Vegas. You know, you got to 5 against San Jose. These are just games in the last week and a half, Negative Nelly was saying. But did you notice how many goals the other team got? Arizona, not a good team, says Negative Nelly, got 4. Tied it in the third period with 2 goals about a minute apart when you should be able to lock that down. Vegas still got to 4. And yes, Negative Nelly referencing the game against San Jose in which San Jose got to 4, but they actually put 7 in the net and 3 were called back to video review. So Negative Nelly says, okay, wonderful. wonderful, the power play, wonderful, all these things you can do. But have you actually taken a look at that goals against per game column? And Negative Nelly says the Oilers are allowing 3.33 goals against per game. That's 22nd in the NHL. But Negative Nelly doesn't stop there. Negative Nelly says, I'm not so worried about them being 22nd out of 32 teams. What Negative Nelly is worried about is the Oilers being 16th out of 16 teams. Because Negative Nelly says, of all the teams currently in a playoff spot, the Oilers are the worst defensive team in the league. So Negative Nelly says, that's great. You can do everything that you can do, but the goals get a little harder to come by in the playoffs, and things get to tighten up a little bit, and you tend to pay for your mistakes just with a little more pain in the playoffs than you do in the regular season. So Negative Nelly says, don't give me the regular season rankings at this point. Tell me where they sit among the teams that are going to be in the postseason. And Negative Nelly says, once the playoffs start, the Edmonton Oilers are going to be the worst defensive team in the playoffs. And that's why Negative Nelly says the Oilers ain't going far. So there's one from Negative Nelly. So this is what I was in the middle of today, Kellen.
Right. Yes.
This okay. is, I'm sitting there trying to enjoy my pumpkin spice latte because I only drink them in the spring, damn it.
Okay.
And Negative Nelly and Positive Pam get into this spirited debate. So that's one thing Negative Nelly said. And then Positive Pam says, look, Nelly, say what you want about the goals that go in. It doesn't matter where your ranking is in the league. It just matters, can you get more than the other team in that game? And Positive Pam says, look how many games the Oilers have won, especially since the calendar flipped to 2023. They got an incredible points percentage. And yeah, sometimes they have been able to lock it down. But a lot of nights when they have given up three or four, they've gotten five or six or seven. So as long as you figure it out in that game, and Positive Pam adds to that, and this was something I was talking about earlier, have you looked at the scoring leaders? Connor McDavid, 143 points. He's going to be the top scorer once the playoff starts. Leon Draisaitl, 116 points, second in the NHL. He'll be the second best scorer in the playoffs. And as we talked about, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins having an incredible season with 96 points, sixth in the NHL, very likely to get to 100, probably going to happen Saturday against the Ducks. And the Oilers' power play, Positive Pam says, 32.7%. Okay, she says maybe there are fewer power plays in the playoffs. Maybe there aren't as many opportunities. Still, you're scoring on a third of them, you're going to be outscoring the other team with the man advantage. So Positive Pam says the Oilers need goals. They're going to get goals. They got Nugent Hopkins, best year of his life. They got Draisaitl and McDavid, really probably just entering their primes, maybe not even peaking yet. And Positive Pam says with those three guys leading the way and with more depth, like Hyman, like Kane, like other players doing well, like Fogle, like McLeod coming back from injury, like Bjugstad brought in from a trade. All those guys, Positive Pam says the Oilers need goals. They'll get goals. Negative Nelly, they'll get them. 780-496-0063. Just a little bit of the back and forth I was mediating earlier today, Kellen. They each presented two more very passionate and varying degrees of convincing arguments, which I will get to as we move along on Inside Sports.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
He Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers. Go to jameshbrown.com.
All right, thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. Oilers and Kings on 6:30, Chet. Tomorrow, of course, 5:30 for the face-off show. Game will start at 7 as the Oilers, a lot of divisional and conference games down the stretch here. So they're going to play the Kings two of their next three games. They got L.A. tomorrow, home to the Ducks on Saturday, at L.A. on Tuesday, April 4th, as they continue to jockey for position in the top three in the Pacific Division. Okay, so I was telling you about my I was kind of having a bit of a coffee with a couple of friends, Positive Pam and Negative Nelly, and they started debating the Oilers' chances, and I just told you why one reason why Negative Nelly doesn't think the Oilers will do well in the playoffs, and one why Positive Pam thinks they're primed to really go after the cup here. Well, they kept going back and forth, and then Negative Nelly brought up something that I've been asked quite a bit about lately, and Negative Nelly says, look, the teams that win the Stanley Cup have a true stud number one goaltender, like a guy who's proven to be one of the top four, five, or six guys in the NHL. You know, Vasilevsky's been up there. You know, the Rangers got Shesterkin back there. Players, the goaltenders like that, that you just know year after year, they're one of the best guys in the league, and they can just turn into brick walls in the tension of a playoff game. And Negative Nelly says, look what's happened with the Oilers. The guy they brought in to be their number one, they hardly ever play, so they're playing their rookie Stuart Skinner into the ground, Negative Nelly says. She says he's going to be burned out by the time we even get to the playoffs. And then Negative Nelly says, if you look at the games played category in Stuart Skinner in the NHL playoffs, it says zero for his career. So Negative Nelly says, how are the Oilers going to lean on a guy who's never been there and whose stats for the regular season, while respectable, are really kind of average when you compare him to some of the top guys in the league? That's what Negative Nelly said. And Positive Pam says, hold the phone, Negative Nelly. First of all, I'm going to offer a rebuttal on Stuart Skinner. Positive Pam says, Stuart Skinner last year between the AHL and the NHL played 48 games. He's currently at 45, so he's handled this workload before as a pro. Forget about the year he played 60 in junior plus 20 more in the playoffs. And he did play five pro games with the Condors last year. So Positive Pam says Stuart Skinner knows what he signed up for, and he knows what he has to do. And then Positive Pam says, you want to use the experience argument, Negative Nelly, then I want you to look at a guy that the Oilers brought in at the trade deadline. His name is Mattias Ekholm. He's played almost an entire season of hockey in the playoffs, 75 Stanley Cup playoff games, with a pretty good stat line of 35 points. And oh, by the way, you want experience. Mattias Ekholm has been to the Stanley Cup final in 2017 with the Nashville Predators. So Positive Pam says, okay, I can be kind enough to maybe to give you your Stuart Skinner argument, but if you're saying it all revolves around experience, then what a pickup to bring in the big bearded Mattias Ekholm at the deadline. Back and forth they went as I was trying to enjoy my pumpkin spice latte.